This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a tempest in the teapot. I know I've told you guys to be patient. You've been patient. You keep wondering, Kevin, when's the anvil going to fall and crush these rascally scoundrels of Democrats, scandalous Democrats? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's coming. And I know you, oh, come on, Kevin, you've been saying that. Look, I've already laid it out for you guys. I said, you're going to watch it brew and brew and brew. When the Democrats lose in November, you're going to find it crush them. At that point, it's over. Because let me tell you what the Democrats will understand when the midterms don't go the way that they think they will. They will understand that Trump is in power now for 6 more years. That Donald Trump will continue to remake the courts unobstructed. That Donald Trump will be able to put an end to all of the nonsense of the Mueller investigation and all these other things, and they will be sunk. They know this. All you got to do is you have to go do your job. Leading up to the midterms, I warned you. I said you're going to see a level of desperation unseen in political history because you have witnessed over the last decade the most corrupt, unscrupulous government in the history of this republic. It rivals that of any banana republic. It just looks more civilized. They dressed it in a suit and called it Obama. They dressed it in a suit and called it Eric Holder. They put it in a nice little dress and called it Loretta Lynch or Hillary Clinton or whatever. But it is a corrupt dictatorship that is a banana republic run by a series of dictators. That's what it is. That's what it's been. Make no mistake about it. The funerals of McCain and Aretha Franklin are indicators of that desperation. The left believed that they could use emotions to sway people during the time of death. And what it tells me is that the Democrats sensed the end. Because it was such a lack of decorum, that's the only thing you can figure. A person dies, you think you're going to get up there and you're going to say kind words about the person. And that'll be it. They didn't do that, folks. They decided to torpedo Trump. That's the first time in history that I can remember where they used such a public format. And I'm talking about it went on for hours. It was an awards show. Everybody that came up, how great John McCain was. People that hated John McCain up to, oh, you know, he did this. But Barack Obama saying John McCain never was a racist. Go back and look at in 2008, all the times the Democrats called him a racist. Or a sexist, or something else. And he dared invite these people to his funeral. And look at the number of people who stood up in Aretha's funeral and talked about Trump. She needed to put in her will, don't say anything about anybody else. Just eulogize me. People forgot who she was. It was like, who do we come here to see? What was it? I forgot. Don't be surprised if you forgot. Everybody that got up, Jesse Jackson said, you need to go out and register to vote. That's what Aretha would have wanted. It's crazy. I'm not playing a single clip from any of that clown show. I said it the other day because it's embarrassing to the nation. Everybody watched this. And you know what the world is watching? The world watches as all these clowns get up there and they say, we hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump's so mean. Donald Trump. And they wonder, how have you lost your sanity, world, when your president has done a job that no other president had opportunity to do and didn't do? How do you do it? Barack Obama sat for 8 years, sat on a piece of legislation that could have made Martin Luther King's, I think there's a place where they have a statue, he could declare it, you know, like a national park or something. Trump did it in a day. Barack Obama wouldn't even sign it. Anyway, does anybody believe that Americans became outraged at Trump over these two disgusting displays by the Democrats? I'd love to see the polls. I haven't seen any, so don't look to me, pardon me, for answers. But I predict Donald Trump, if we do have a poll, you guys can look, but there will be a steady rise in both his popularity and his job performance. But now, think about the movie that's coming out, Space Race. You know, the what's it called? One Man or something Man? Lone Man? Anyway, it's about Neil Armstrong putting a flag on the moon during the space race. And guess what? They don't want the flag to be placed. They wrote it out. Because it might be offensive. Other countries might go, well, look at them putting that American flag on the moon. That iconic image that the United States beat the Soviets to planting a flag on the moon, well, it could be offensive to somebody. What are you talking about? That's history. That's what happened. Now, I don't know how much I can prove to you that the Democrats don't want you to feel American pride, except that. And they asked Ryan Gosling, well, Neil Armstrong would have wanted it this way. How the heck do you know? How do you know? Let me put it. If Neil Armstrong would have wanted it that way, he wouldn't have placed a freaking flag. See, I don't have to go into Neil's psyche. I don't have to interview all the people around Neil to know if he didn't want to showcase that America had beaten everybody to the moon, he wouldn't have placed the flag there. What an amazing thing not to do. And then to try to rationalize it. And you can watch every political talk show. Oh, well, that's the right thing to do. No, it isn't. I mean, I'll tell you what. Let's go back and look at the Olympics, the Jesse Owens Olympics, and let's have Jesse lose. Let's not let people know that we defeated Nazism on the track and we made a statement about black folks to Hitler. Let's just, because we want the Germans to feel good about themselves now. I don't give a crap what the Germans feel. Jesse Owens went over there, whooped Hitler's butt. He showed the Aryan nation that brothers can outrun you and had Hitler rethinking his whole strategy. Hitler was going, you know what? We might have to integrate. We might need to get a few black folks over here and make sure that the gene pool stays pretty clear. I mean, can you make a better statement than that? But I would love to see them rewrite this. Or how about Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling? Did I say Lewis? Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling. You know, let's just rewrite all of history to make people feel good. Oh, my gosh, man, these people are crazy. And you wonder why we get up every day, you listen to this show, and we fight. I think I just gave you the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Finally, Chris, the Democratic establishment took a hit this week in Florida, as you know. Andrew Gillum comes out of nowhere, defeats the establishment candidate Graham and Levine, who had spent, I think, $30 million of his own money, the former mayor of Miami. You see Andrew Gillum there, and all of a sudden he's the socialist next great hope. You've got Ocasio-Cortez tweeting him, welcome to the club. You've got Bernie Sanders behind him. You've got Tom Steyer. You've got George Soros. The whole darn band is getting together for this, and then they all find out, Chris, his office of the mayor of Tallahassee is under FBI investigation amid all these corruption allegations and his lobbyist friends and a trip to Costa Rica. What's going on here?
Yes, I have a feeling Ron DeSantis is going to have a whole new respect for the FBI these days. I think his heart will open to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Let's let them do their investigation.
Let the process work. I would just say this is what happens when you have when you're looking for the next big thing. Sometimes you're going to find the next big thing, right? Sometimes you will find candidates who are great fits and full of energy and all of that stuff. You will find, as Democrats did in Barack Obama somebody who can do it all, right? Shoot the moon. But what you will also find sometimes is that you will get an Ocasio-Cortez, you will get a Gillum, who in Gillum's case turns out to be a very conventional politician. He has an unconventional views, mm-hmm. but is a very conventional kind of big city or city politician, the sort of ward healing boss politics kind of stuff are the accusations against him, and that's not a new idea, certainly in Florida politics, and you have to feel bad for a certain degree for Florida Democrats who in what was supposed to be a very exciting race, Gwen Graham obviously looks like she would have been a much better choice for them. They passed her over for the next big thing. It looks like it's going to bite them a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The new shiny object, Gillum, in the news, corruption. Mayor Andrew Gillum, Democratic nominee for governor of Florida. Coverage of the FBI corruption probe in Tallahassee has blown open nationwide. Now, Gillum says, hey, doesn't involve me, it involves my staff. What he's telling you is, as a leader, the buck doesn't stop with me. It stops wherever the corruption is. And oh, by the way, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. The Democrats know how to pick their poison. Hey, we got another high-profile black guy. Let's get a black governor of Florida. So what? He's a socialist. So what? He has no clue how to run this state in an effective way. So what? He'll drive it into the financial ruin. Let's get him. He's black, and he's articulate, and he's clean. Oh, yeah.
And they alluded that he's a monkey.
Go back earlier in the broadcast. We played a monkey montage that you'll get a kick out of. Oh, my gosh. A story that has been covered relentlessly by the Tallahassee Democrat, but received little original statewide coverage, even less national coverage, and now it's getting ink everywhere. And there's good news, bad news, conservatives. Good news, bad news. Oh, yeah. So the good news is a story that has been out there for a while that the Democrats wanted to just be, shh, don't tell anybody. Hey, let's say that Gillum had the only, governor, a mayorship that was free of corruption.
Yeah, I didn't have any scandals during my governorship.
Taken from Obama, right?
Only scandal-free administration.
Okay, so did Gillum. So they didn't want to let you know that the black mayor of Tallahassee is on the take. So is his staff. All kinds of corruption going on in that city that he's aware of because he's been feathering his nest for bigger office, governor. And then what next? Well, the presidency. Bum, 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 bum. So now it's getting ink everywhere. Bad news, good news. Yeah, bad news because it's getting ink everywhere, including, and they were writing this, from the New York Times to Breitbart. Every major media outlet is covering this. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen, because here comes the bad news. See, the good news is it's getting ink. It's out there. Gillum is now being looked at as being under investigation. And, you know, it doesn't give him a whole lot of time to recover. But the good news for him and the bad news for us is this. All the media outside of the Breitbarts and the Daily Callers and people like that who are going to cover the story are going to try to provide cover for Gillum. Are you kidding? This dude is the new poster child. They're not going to leave him out there flailing. They want this guy to be protected.
We want everyone to understand this does not include Gillum. It's an investigation of Gillum's government. So what, he was in charge? That doesn't mean he knew everything. He's isolated.
It is exactly the same tactic that they've used with Obama. Obama's isolated. He didn't do any wrong. So what? Veterans died on waiting lists. It wasn't Obama. We gave you Shinseki's head. So what? The IRS, you know, did what they did to conservatives. During the era of Obama, he claims he did nothing, even though we now find out that's not true, and they sued and won. The government has paid millions of dollars back to these organizations. But no, it wasn't Obama's fault. Fast and furious gun running. So what? A border agent got killed. They were trying to wreak havoc in Mexico so they could allow for amnesty for all the illegal Mexicans in America. So what? That blew up in their faces, and it was Barack Obama and Eric Holder's little wet dream that did it. He's not at fault. How are you going to link him to it? So what? The FBI has Barack Obama claiming publicly that he knew nothing of Hillary's server, but they got his code name, Wild Horse, you know, Black Beauty or whatever, speaking to Hillary Clinton on the very same email system. So what? Can you be sure it's him? No harm, no foul. So what? His administration was complicit in the attempted overthrow of Donald Trump. How are you going to connect him? Oh, even though FBI agents and people have said, we want to brief the White House, the White House, that doesn't mean Barack Obama. Maybe they just went and stood in front of the White House with a megaphone. No, they were literally talking to the White House, not Obama, not in any way. What do you think they're going to do with Gillum? You think they're going to throw him under the bus? Because we all can connect the dots and say, look, you were mayor. If your treasurer or if your whatever was doing something wrong with the city, you should have known about it. That's terrible leadership. You think that anybody's going to bring that up when they're discussing Gillum on the left? What do you think Rachel Maddow is going to do? What do you think, Anderson Cooper? What do you think Don Lemon? What do you think all these hacks are going to say? Joy Reid? You think they're going to throw a brother under the bus that they now have made the next Ocasio-Cortez? They say the Washington Post and the New York Times have been sniffing around City Hall. The Post has been talking to people close to the investigation, and journalists at both papers have requested public records. Blah, blah, blah. One of these was Stephen Andrews, longtime defense attorney who at one time represented the people under FBI scrutiny and had another client who appeared before the federal grand jury examining the evidence. I took a client before the grand jury and they didn't ask me one question about the mayor. That's what he told the Washington Post. The mayor's name never came up. Yeah, and that's what they're going to tell you. He's squeaky clean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good morning, Pete, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too as well, sir.
Thank you. Well, I think a special counsel is still going to be needed, but I do think this is a very important step in the right direction. This takes the matter of the investigation of Maine Justice, and remember, it was a number of people, we don't know how many, in the main offices of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington that were engaged in highly biased activity with regard to the 2016 presidential election and two investigations that were launched during that time.
Mm-hmm.
This takes it to a respected U.S. attorney outside of Washington who has prosecutorial powers. We already know the Inspector General of the Department has been at work on this for a long time.
Sure.
We're looking forward to seeing his report soon, but he can refer for prosecution, but he can't prosecute himself. In the meantime, the Judiciary Committee and the Oversight and Government Reform Committee will continue our investigation.
Sure.
And as you know, we have a subpoena pending that is due next Thursday.
That was a while back. And still, a lot of those things are still looming out there. But the biggest issue now that's come up is that they found out that they did in no way that they look at this, they do an analysis of this FISA request or whatever. It was just rubber stamp. Boom. That's why I keep telling everybody, hold on to your horses, folks. This is not gonna end well for the Democrats. And you should just be patient. I'm glad you guys are being patient listening to me, the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Be patient. Let it cook. There was who was it they were saying, why is Trump letting this go? Why does he continue to let this play out? And there's a reason why Trump's letting it play out. Two reasons. One, he's going to wait until the midterms. And once the midterms are over, he's going to make wholesale changes to the Justice Department. That's what I predict. Because he's going to say, okay, we have the new mandate has come out. He's listening to people. He's taking their counsel because some of these rhinos are going, don't do this, Mr. President. Don't do that. He's going, okay, fine. But after the midterms, he's going to do it. And the other reason why he's doing it is because look at where is it leading? Every time he brings up the subject of what's going on in this investigation, it ends up just getting more and more fuel for him saying it's a lie. And he's been consistent. Trump understands marketing. It's consistency. He's never backed down. There is no collusion. I did not know about the meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russians, and nor would it have mattered anyway, but I didn't know. I told you that. You went down that rabbit hole. Now CNN's eating all kinds of crow. It's amazing to me. anyway, we got to find that clip because somebody said something about Trump is, you know, he's. I know Alyssa Milano said he was being coddled. Let's play that one.
And I think that because not called out the absurdity for the last, I don't know, 2.5 years since our president started campaigning to be president, because the media didn't call out how absolutely absurd this was.
You don't think the media is hostile enough to Trump?
I'm talking about 2.5 years ago when he started to run in his campaign. The fact that the media actually normalized some of what he did and continues to normalize it instead of going, can you believe how crazy this is? This guy wants to do this.
I would wonder if you were to have this conversation with any number of White House correspondents or major news anchors other than at one channel that I'm sure you could guess, you would probably have a lot of folks saying that they're doing everything that they can to raise as many alarms as they can.
I don't think it's enough. And I don't think it was enough when he was campaigning. I think that we coddled this idea of a man who has been a self-proclaimed grabber for, you know, and how 18 women have come forward, which, by the way, I think all plays into the Me Too movement. I think the Me Too movement had its power because this man was the president. I think during this time, instead of calling it what it was, which was total and crazy bullshit that this guy would actually be allowed to be the greatest leader of the greatest country
leader
on
the free world, yeah.
On the planet, the most powerful country on the planet. The fact that instead of news media going, this is just crazy, they said they reported it like it was normal, so it completely normalized the entire thing.
Now, you may have listened to Alyssa Milano and said, whoa, what's going on? Let me tell you something. Best interview, pro-Trump interview you've ever heard in your life. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You're going, what is Kevin Jackson talking about? The best interview. That's the best interview you could hear for Donald Trump. Because it's a regurgitation of everything that got him elected. Oh, he's a boop-boop grabber, right? I think that's a front hole now. That's what you have to call that. But, yeah, he's which he's not. He made a statement that 99.99999% of women know is a fact that if there are women out there who would love to be with a billionaire or rock star and they will let them do anything to them. Wow. Revelation. Shocking. And it's a pretty big number. I mean, statistically speaking, it's a pretty big number. Now, conservative women are going, I don't care if you're a rock star, movie star, whatever. You know, you ain't getting to the na-na unless you put a ring on it. There's a lot of stuff that conservative women say. But there are lots of women out there, including some conservative women, let's be honest, ladies, who will say, yeah, Brad Pitt, you know, okay, Brad Pitt, what can I say? What can I say? But she wants you to believe that's a sticking point for a lot of people. And she wants you to believe that the media, who was anti-Trump, coddled him. Let me tell you why that's a big deal. Because it tells you that Donald Trump so marginalized the media that even when they're winning, when they have overwhelmingly got a cabal against Trump, they still believe they're losing. And in fact, they are. They're losing bad enough from Alyssa Milano to go, what do we have to do? Holy cow, the media is still doing it. It's not them doing it. It's Donald Trump saying, I don't care what you say about me. I'm going to essentially negate it. People are still going to be talking about me. They're still going to be liking me. They're still going to be, I'm still going to be polling high. And it's going to make you, you're going to be incredible. You're going to go, how is that even possible?
Last week was a tidal wave of bad news for this presidency and this president and his approval ratings stayed the same. So I wonder, I mean, if that's not going to move the needle, is this John McCain thing going to move the needle? And forgive me for being skeptical, because I was under the impression, as was most people, that when Donald Trump came out and said he was not a war hero, he likes the guys that don't get caught, back in 2015, that people would care. And when I went out and I talked to Republican voters, they didn't care at all.
See? That's what I'm talking about. They're going, what is it going to take? Holy cow. And that's where we got Alyssa Milano going, a commercial. She's giving you all the reasons why Donald Trump, the media is, and there's the media going, we don't understand it. They believe in their heart of hearts. I mean, think about this. Google, 96% of the news we get comes from liberal sources, leftist sources. 92% of the media that we get from regular sources is negative about Trump. And yet, you dismiss it. That's why I said, this girl did is a campaign commercial for Donald Trump. Understand that. You're winning. We have another clip. This is the guys talking about Trump on MSNBC. I think it was Steyer, right?
So while we could find or do find the president's lying or lawlessness or reprehensible behavior morally unacceptable, a lot of people vote pretty selfishly and they say, what's going to give me more money in my pocket?
Or what's going to keep or what's going to make abortion illegal, or what's going to make sure that my Second Amendment rights stay the same? And clearly that adds up to enough people that the president still has something akin to 40% of the electorate in polls. It's kind of fascinating to us, as I'm sure it is to you. But how do we talk about that?
Well, let me start with the first thing that you said, which is about the economy. Because at the time of full employment, when growth is pretty good, what we saw was that the average wage, the buying power of the average wage went down last year.
Right, because inflation was up by 2.9%.
Americans, their take-home pay could purchase fewer goods and services than at the beginning of the year. So when people talk about a successful economy and that things are good, actually, for about 80% of Americans, this isn't working at all. Things are actually worse.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Tom Steyer, Democrat fat cat, very wealthy guy, who funds a lot of money to the Democrats, probably illegally, and now says he may run for president. That's him explaining how you aren't feeling it. You know, it's all fat cat stuff. They see, that makes them feel good because they believe they're protecting somebody by saying, oh, the fat cats are against you, man. I'm protecting you from the fat cats. But what Tom Steyer, and I've said this in a couple of shows recently, the Democrats have lost touch because the ordinary person is feeling the effects of Trump in a good way, not in a bad way. They're taking vacations. They're going to get ice cream. They're going to the movies. And this is vexing the Democrats because they want Trump to go down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump vexes the left, and he does it by just being himself. There's no contrived thing. There's no Trump getting up in the morning and there's a strategy about doing it. The only thing that vexes them is that he's effective, that he's successful. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And that's the fun part of watching this whole thing play out, is how the left has to cheer against America. Cheer against Make America Great. Cheer against America First. Cheer against getting people to pay their bills like NATO. Cheer against trying to bring world peace, brokering other people into the deal like the Chinese involvement in North Korea and involvement with Russia and Russia's involvement with Syria. going after ISIS, a true terrorist organization, and practically destroying them, destroying the Iranian currency to the point where they've got to come back and get online with us. And I could go on. These are things that Donald Trump has done. Giving you your money back, putting trillions of dollars back into the economy for businesses to be successful, bringing manufacturing back to America, saying America is open for business, stopping criminals, illegals, drug dealers, human traffickers from coming into this country, taking people out who are human trafficking and doing drugs and getting them out of our country, making them go back to their own country, freeing black people from oppressive criminalization of things like a little bit of pot and things like this, sending Nazis back home. What more could this guy do? If Barack Obama had done a fraction of this, he'd be on frickin' Mount Vesuvius. Rushmore. I'm trying to get a bigger mountain. He'd be up on the top of Mount Everest, and they'd have some protective thing over him so he'd never freeze. Who knows what would happen if he did a fraction of this? Yet, the left fight him. And this is why you need to be happy. Oh, yeah. Everything I just named, and you probably, well, Kevin, don't forget about this, and don't forget what he did that, and don't forget this. Yeah, you're right. All those other things that I didn't name, and they are not giving this man credit. That's why you need to be happy, because other people recognize it too. You never know what it is that's going to be that catalyst to make somebody go, aha. We had a Tom Steyer on. A part of a clip, first clip. I want to play the second part of that clip where he's asked a question, and I want you to notice the hesitancy when he answers.
I find it puzzling when you look at small and large business sentiment. They're up. Consumer confidence up. Why is that, despite the facts you just outlined?
Well, in terms of business confidence, my underlying thesis of what's going on is there has been a corporate takeover of our democracy. And as a result, business is having its way. It got a huge tax cut, and the people associated with big corporations got a big tax cut. But the average American didn't participate that in a big way. And now we're going to see that without the money going into the government, that we're going to have all kinds of cuts to their service programs.
Then why is consumer confidence up?
Well, what I can say is this. What I look at is how people feel about this president, which, as you say, has been constant, but at a low level. What we are seeing is great passion. And Florida is a perfect example, Stephanie, of a 70% increase in Democratic turnout last Tuesday. What that says is people are deeply upset with this administration, deeply upset with their policies, and deeply upset with their lawlessness.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Just to shed a little light on what Tom Steyer said at the end, he talked about the turnout in Florida. Well, I wanted to find out exactly what happened. So here's what I read from WJNO. They said, prior to primary day, there was a developing story in Florida's politics. Not only was a blue wave not apparent in our state, there wasn't even a ripple. Republicans ended up casting more than 43,000 more votes than Democrats, which was significant for a couple of reasons. First, there are 2% more registered Democrats in Florida than Republicans. So Republican turnout exceeding Democrats in a partisan primary cycle is notable. Second, Republican turnout net of registered voters was actually outperforming Democrats by 4%. Not exactly a recipe for a blue wave. Now, I only tell you, I don't care what Steyer says. I've already given you my opinion of what's going to happen. We're going to beat them. But I want you to understand that even in lieu of the facts, that was the facts. That's not me making that up. You can go pull that report up yourself. Just Google voter turnout in Florida primaries. It'll come up. It's in August 2018. Post, and you can see what the actual numbers were. I'm not making this stuff up, but here's a guy that goes on national TV and tells Democrats, get excited. Yeah, man, did you understand we had this many more voters, but he didn't tell you how many more voters the Republicans had. He's giving you partial information and hoping that you don't do your research, hoping that you get that so-called enthusiasm gap that they claim exists with us. I don't know of a more enthusiastic voter. than the Republican voter today. Could you be more enthusiastic about what's going on in this country under Trump? I couldn't. I don't know what else this man could do. I mean, I know we'd like to see the wall. I don't have any doubt that wall is going to get built. I don't. I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump is going to do something with immigration that's going to be effective. I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump is going to continue to take egregious bureaucracy out of government and help business. I have no doubt that Donald Trump is going to reform healthcare system in a way that makes it palatable for us again. I don't have any doubts about this. So I'm curious. Look, this is a guy that's funding millions and millions of dollars, funding multiple campaigns to defeat Donald Trump, and he's building it on lies. He might as well just make it about Black Lives Matter or Antifa's beef with the government or whatever, because it's a lost leader. But they say Donald Trump is scared.
Time now for the lead panelists back. Sahil, Daniela, and Brad. All right, the president, we got more from your Bloomberg interview. This is what you guys do at the wire service. No, you're just dribbling it out. You know, we just put it all out there, will you? But anyway, you dribbled it out. We got a little bit more, which is, here's what he said about the Mueller probe. We'll put it up on the screen here. I view it as an illegal investigation because great scholars, that's his quote, have said that there never should have been a special counsel. And this was an answer when asked if he would comply with a subpoena from Mueller. He said, I'll see what happens there. He talks about the Mueller being an illegal probe all the time. Let me ask this, Brad. Do any of his supporters wonder why he just doesn't end it? He has the power. He's the president.
You know, I actually don't think many of his supporters think very much about the Mueller probe. I think the president thinks about it a lot more than his supporters do.
I think the president thinks about it more than anybody around this table sometimes.
I think the president's voters will wait till the Mueller probe is over with, and then they'll see what he has and evaluate it. Like, I don't think it's something that they're obsessed about. Washington is obsessed about it. It leads the paper every day.
Sure.
It doesn't lead the paper in Kenosha.
No, that I buy. He has the power to end these things if he really wanted to. He obviously knows it would be a problem if he did.
It's not the prevailing view of members of his own party in Congress that it's an illegal investigation. The Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House say they support the investigation, that it is not only legal, but it's proper, that it should come to an end. So I think this is the president feeling like, you know, there's a lot happening around him. The walls may be closing in on him, and I think he's lashing out. He seems to be binging cable news, according to some people around him that I spoke to.
Okay, boy, let's just start at the ending of that. According to some people around him that I spoke to. That's a lie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know who that person was. He's a liar. He hasn't spoken to anybody close to the president who says that Donald Trump is binging cable news or whatever. That's the stuff they spread before. Oh, he sits around, you know, with his wife beater eating Cheetos and rubbing his fingers on those, you know, on his wife beater, you know, waiting on, you know, some Melania to come back from her date. You know, they're just freaking liars. And then, you know, to imply that it's funny, Chuck Tucker, he could shut the investigation down. Then why doesn't he? They say he's afraid to shut it down. No, he's not. He's not afraid. I already said earlier, he's not afraid to shut it down. What Donald Trump is saying is, you keep going. You keep on going because you know what? I dominate the news cycle. And I'm going to keep calling you liars. I'm going to keep calling you fake news. It's going to keep proving me to be correct. And you're going to watch my poll numbers and my popularity continue to rise. And you're going to wonder, what in the heck is going on? And I love that, you know, again, I played multiple interviews where they've asked the tough questions. You know, what's going on? Why is consumer confidence so high? Well, it's because, I don't really have an answer, but here's what I'll tell you. The voter turnout for us has been amazing, and things are going great for us, and everybody, let's just go cheer each other. And I say to my Republican friends, if you listen to them carefully, they're telling you they're scared. They deflect. They don't want to hear the bad news, because you know what? These leftists don't want to believe they are wrong. They don't want to admit that you were right and that this economy is booming and President Trump's popular.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.